right now on VFN TV. We're going to go to Mobile, Alabama, and see what it takes to turn a city back to God. We're going to hear a mayor that signs proclamations and speaks over the city, giving it to God. We're going to hear a businessman that takes the leadership for 20 years, and day one began April the 1st at a night of worship when the city came together. All this is so much more right now on VFN TV.
To VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
So what Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence, and God put a mercy visit. Instead, he put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns him back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year. Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made himself, made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well. And ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
it. 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president, and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homes. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, we are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. I am so excited about feeding you some information that just how you turn your city back to God. We've been talking about it for quite some time. We've been doing it through VFN Kingdom Business, but it's happening right now in Mobile, Alabama. But first, I want you to take a look at this. This is called the Canopy or the Port of One in Mobile, Alabama, where they're just praying and coming together as one community. This just took place, and we're going to show you about it. But first, let's show you a little bit about Port One of Mobile, what it's all about. Take a look.
One city, one moment, one purpose, one challenge, one family. On April 1st, 2017, we are calling all believers all along the Gulf Coast to assemble together for one powerful night of worship, igniting our community with one love, preparing our hearts and our city to be transformed. We will be one family, one city, together we believe.
Well, this event just took place, and I'm so excited to see these things take place. God wants us to come together. His church, he has one church, one Lord, one God, one Spirit, and he wants us to come together and unite. You know, Psalms 133 says that's the place of the commanded blessing. Some of those that have gone before us, you know, powerful men of God, they said they have never seen God move without unity being there first. And we're seeing it take place, begin to take place in different cities, but it's happening in Mobile. We were just there. And as a matter of fact, from Bethel came, some of the leaders in Bethel, Hunter Thompson came from Bethel to lead worship with Kelly, and they had an awesome night of worship. As we're listening to him in his awesome anointed worship song, we're going to take you a few things that took place. You're going to see what took place at the Mobile Sanger in Mobile, Alabama on April the 1st. Let's take a look.
We've come to join the song, sung long before our life, to raise our one song. Heaven and earth alive,
And that's so exciting, isn't it? I know I'm so excited. I'm talking to you probably too fast about that. I apologize for that. But I am excited to see this taking place. As a matter of fact, when we get back from the break, the mayor of Mobile writes a proclamation and dedicates the city to God and asks God to move on behalf of the city. It's so exciting. And these are expectations you can have for your city and your mayor. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world. I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength, and it is a message deeply delivered from my heart. A new chapter of American greatness is now beginning. A new national pride is sweeping across our nation. And a new surge of optimism is placing impossible dreams firmly within our grasp. What we are witnessing today is the renewal of the American spirit. Our allies will find that America is once again ready to lead. I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States.
Welcome back, John. This is so exciting, isn't it?
Yes, very.
You know, something, you know, VFN Kingdom Business, we've been, you know, working behind the scenes and focusing on these things for quite some time, the seven mountains, and you're seeing them come together. As a matter of fact, when you think about, you know, a port of one in Mobile, that's a businessman. That's Fred Leggett with Leggett Automotive and Body that just led this thing up for 20 years. Wow. And he spearheaded that event that took place at the Sanger Theater in Mobile. Let me tell you something. If you're a businessman or businesswoman, there's seven spheres of culture. One of those mountain spheres is business. God, it gives you the ability to acquire finance, to put plans together, and to make things happen. And that's exactly what, you know,
Fred Leggett. What a treasure.
What a treasure. And we got to stand behind them when they do that, you know, and support them financially.
Absolutely.
This is so exciting. 120 pastors, John, met together before that event, and the same kind of the presence of the Lord was on that. It was powerful. When I was, you know, I was trying to shoot a few little things myself, but I was just so blessed.
Port of One in Mobile.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It is totally amazing. And think about this: the mayor of the city, the mayor is Sandy Stimson. Mm-hmm. He literally wrote a proclamation and spoke it over the city. As a matter of fact, this is the mayor of Mobile, Alabama, speaking this proclamation. Take a look.
In days of old, kings and those in authority wrote proclamations of faith, also known as decrees, to unite the people and to provide focus and clarity and purpose by acknowledging their Creator and beseeching divine protection and guidance over their land and over their people. Our city has long had a remnant of faithful intercessors praying for our city's leadership and for God's intervention to forgive our sins and heal our land. Whereas we desire to have true God-ordained unity, prosperity, and growth in our community, with our foremost hope being to have thy will be done for his kingdom's ultimate purpose, where our businesses will thrive, where our families will grow harmoniously, where our sons and daughters will come home, and where those who feel captured in their circumstances will be set free. We acknowledge that to transform our city, the Lord will have to change the hearts and minds of our citizens, causing them to reach out across all boundaries with acts of forgiveness and kindness to develop right relationships. And whereas we acknowledge that our safety and health can be enhanced by following and obeying his decrees and commandments, and by praying and believing that everything is possible through him who watches over our city. And whereas we acknowledge that God, as the giver of all good and perfect gifts, can give us God-fearing men and women to be our spiritual, governmental, business, and civic leaders, who through his promptings will lead us along the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And whereas we acknowledge only through his divine intervention and his glory can we create one Mobile to become the safest, most business and family-friendly city in America by 2020. Now, therefore, I, William S. Stimson, the 108th mayor of the city of Mobile, in beseeching God's will for our city, do hereby ask for help and commitment from all citizens in proclaiming that now is the time in Mobile for unity to overcome division, for neighborly love to overcome envy and selfish ambition, for compassion to overcome condemnation, for humility to overcome pride, for prosperity to overcome poverty, for good health to overcome sickness, for joy to overcome sadness, for peace and harmony to overcome wrongdoing and misconduct, for faith to overcome fear, and for prayer to overcome worry.
That's so exciting. But these things just don't just happen.
No.
They've been praying. Sometimes they call it the canopy of prayers. They've been praying over the city. And this is powerful, this proclamation. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear, this is called the canopy of prayer. That's what you can actually sign up if you're in Mobile, you're in Saraland, all the different areas, outskirts, sure. And all across the country, actually.
Daphne Satsuma Pritchard.
Right. You can sign up for this. But here, this is called the canopy of prayer. Take a look.
Distractions. Confusion. Division. We try to look past it, but in reality, it's ripping us apart. This generation is facing a crisis. Many are turning their back on each other and on the church. It seems that the love that we are capable of is being diffused. Something has got to change. Some think it's too late. But we are the ones who believe. We serve one God who can change everything. One love, one hope, one moment can change our culture, our city, and our nation. And that moment is now. On April 29th, 2017, we are calling every believer to the streets of Mobile. We want every area, every corner of our city to be covered by a massive canopy of prayer. We can be a uniting force, prayerfully and strategically appealing to heaven for a godly change in our city. We will be one family, one city, together, who believe.
You need to go to canopy.one and sign up. And you sign up to be able to pray over your streets. We'll have more about that in Mobile. They automatically log you for those streets to be able to pray over it. But the mayor kicked in, and the mayor's talking specifically, the mayor of Mobile, about this day and supporting the canopy of prayer, praying for all the city in one day. As a matter of fact, listen to the mayor of Mobile now.
When I first heard of the concept of the canopy of prayer, whereby we would walk all the streets in the city of Mobile, praying for the city and all of our citizens, I was immediately captured. I was first told that maybe we should do this over a 30-day period, but I really felt like, you know, we should be able to do this in one day. There are enough God-fearing people in this city that can carve out just a few moments to walk their street or their neighbor's street and sign up and say, you know, I will walk the streets of Mobile praying for God's divine intervention. On April 29th, I'm hoping that you will join with me as I walk the streets of Mobile praying. I hope that you will be there. I'll be looking for you, because together in prayer, we will make a difference.
This is so exciting. We're really believing that you can do this in your city. We're believing it's going to happen even in Pensacola,
right,
and cities around the nation. And Mobile is a setting. As a matter of fact, I think one of the prophetic words was that this particular Gulf Coast area would be a key for the whole nation turning.
Alabama's a hub state.
It's a hub. It is a hub.
And we know first fruits, so
yes.
Come on, Lord. But you
yes.
know, prayer changes everything.
Right.
And it's so important that we're not looking to any other person, organization, government, but that we're turning our hopes and our expectations on God and God alone. Because God has a desire for us, mm-hmm. and He has a desire for our city.
Right, and understand the church is not a building. A church is a people.
Yeah.
So if you're in school, that's where the church is. If you are in business, that's where the church is.
Yeah.
It's important, because so often we're looking to that building to do everything, and it's like, no, we are the building of God. You know.
If my people.
If my people. And so it's us getting activated in those different areas, just like Fred Leggett with Leggett Automotive and Body, how he stood up and said 20 years ago, we're going to lead this thing as long as it takes. And he spearheaded that to take place in Mobile, Alabama at the Sanger Theater. Very powerful. Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to tell you the history of the canopy of prayer. It's going to bless your heart. But first, we have this offer for you. And it's this: people who give financially, that we want to send this offer to you free of charge for your gift of any amount. Here's the details how to do that.
Offer 2030, I Will Fight. 7 fighting steps for success. There is nothing worth more celebrating than for someone who stepped up against all odds and fought life and all its obstacles and broke through with success. In this message, you'll be inspired, encouraged, but also challenged, as we're told to fight the good fight of faith. You'll be given 7 key strategies to help you fight effectively and how to succeed. You'll discover how relevant and the expectations of Jesus are directly to you when he explained the kingdom of God and how he entrusted to you certain talents and how he expects us to do something with what he entrusted to us so that what we do brings him glory. You'll learn that as a believer here on this earth, the odds will be stacked against you in the natural, but to look beyond what you see in the natural, knowing that the odds are in your favor all the time. There is so much in this message that it can shift your life and mindsets into the exciting new adventure that God has called you to be in Him. I believe when you listen and absorb this truth, you too will be ready to proclaim as David, Gideon, and so many others, I will fight. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. Become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now. Or you can write to us by mail at VFNTV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's Offer 2030, I Will Fight, 7 Fighting Steps for Success.
Conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, I never heard the word empathy when I was growing up. It's a psychological word, but really it's simple. It means putting yourself in the shoes of the other person and trying to look at the world through their eyes.
Dr. Gary Chapman explains the crucial role that empathy plays in marital communication on this Focus on the Family Minute.
So when they're talking, what you're trying to do is look from their perspective. What are they saying? What are they thinking? What are they feeling? And you ask questions to clarify it, to make sure you understand what they're, honey, is this what you're saying? Sounds to me like you're saying this. Give them a chance to clarify. That's empathetic listening. It's really trying to look at their perspective. Now, if you do this, then a little ways into the listening, you can honestly say, honey, I think I hear what you're saying. And you tell them, and they say, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
More insights about having a stronger relationship today from Dr. Gary Chapman at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Pride is that one distinctive that brought even Lucifer to his fall. I believe it was Dante
who painted pride at the lowest rung of his purgatorial ladder. C.S. Lewis says pride is like a cancer that will rob you even of common sense. Listen to how Lewis words it in another setting. There is one vice of which no man in the world is free, which everyone else loathes when he sees it in someone else, and of which hardly any people, except a few Christians, ever imagine that they are guilty themselves. There is no fault which makes a man more unpopular, and no fault which we are more unconscious of in ourselves. And the more we have it in ourselves, the more we dislike it or despise it in others.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com. And follow the prompt.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, this is so exciting, isn't it? When you're seeing, you know, business leaders like Fred Reddick stand up with, you know, his company is Reddick Auto Body. Reddick Auto Body in Mobile and Daphne, three different locations. And he just stood up and said, we're going to make a difference here.
That's amazing.
And it is. And as a matter of fact, I want you to see the history. This is the history of Canopy, the Canopy of Prayer. And it didn't just start now. People have been praying for quite some time. So you got to see. It's going to bless your heart. Take a look.
Developments today in the police shooting death of Terrence
Please be transparent.
Hutcher.
Donald Trump's tax returns aren't. I'd like to see those be transparent.
He's finally in charge of
the sheriff's deputy who shot execution started Friday night. As investigators
was moving. Huge revivals had broken out in Melbourne, Toronto, Modesto, and Pensacola. People from all walks of life were crying out for more of what God had for their families, churches, communities, and cities. In Mobile, a daily prayer covering was organized, asking the Holy Spirit to breathe revival, renewal, restoration. People from all around the area experience a softening of their heart as God begins to prepare our city for something special. Out of this assembly, a vision was birthed. Businessmen, women, and leaders united to write a proclamation, a decree, calling those things which are not, but need to be in our city's future. This document declared Mobile to be a city of refuge, a gateway of destiny, a port entrance to the world as a competitor in the global marketplace. Mayor Mike Dow signed the decree, making it an official document with the city. It was prayed over and placed in a high place in the Mobile skyline. Later that same year, the first ships from the new Austal facility began rolling off the assembly line. This facility would soon grow to become a major piece of the Mobile River port landscape. 3 years later, the national media declared Mobile a city of refuge to those escaping the wrath that Hurricane Katrina had dealt to the New Orleans area. And today, the Port of Mobile is listed as one of the top 10 ports in the United States. In 2008, the United States Air Force opened bidding to replace its fleet of refueling tankers. Mobile had begun discussions with European company Airbus to build an assembly facility for these tankers should they win the bid. After months of contract negotiations between the Air Force, Boeing, and Airbus, the government decision reached a controversial crossroad that gave Airbus and Mobile little chance of winning the contract. Many of the same businessmen and leaders came together once again to write a decree. In 2010, Mayor Sam Jones signed this document proclaiming Mobile to be a city unwilling to settle for good when the best can be achieved. They cried out to the judge of the universe to influence the organizations and individuals responsible for the selection of the company to build the fuel tankers. This decree was prayed over and buried at Brookley Field, the proposed site of the Airbus facility. A few months later, news broke that the government would award the tanker contract to Boeing. On the surface, it looks like a defeat for Mobile, a scam, a sleight of hand. But deep down in the hearts of these men and women, they knew something different. They chose to stand firm and seek God's presence for the city of Mobile. 1 year later, a bold announcement was made to the world, which declared God's faithfulness. Airbus was indeed coming to Mobile. Not only were they going to build a $600 million Brookley facility, they were going to build commercial airliners. Lots of them. This development will add thousands of jobs and bring with it a $350 million annual impact to Mobile's economy. But forecasters say this is only the tip of the actual economic impact Airbus and its suppliers will have on the Mobile area. That brings us to today. We can all see God's hand that has been on our city. Yet, there are still many things trying to divide us. False truths seem to have taken root in our culture, our society, and our generation. The days of simply becoming what we allow into our culture can end, but it won't happen without the presence of the Lord. It won't happen without a coming together, a unification. We need to become ignited carriers of His presence together. Our mission is to operate in His joy and to allow His peace to lead us into a new place. This new place will bring healing. It will bring restoration, the very change we need. For us to rise up. It's time for another decree. It is time for us to prayerfully and strategically appeal to heaven for a godly change in our city. We can be a uniting force, ushering in His presence that will change the atmosphere around us. Voices from masses praying and seeking His face as one, declaring that we will not simply accept what we see around us, but we will stand together. Stand for what we know can and will define our future.
That's so exciting when you see that, you know. And I have right here on my keychain,
wow,
Airbus, you know, prophetic spiritual son of mine, Brett Holderbaum, God gave this to him. He came and delivered it to me from college. He was in Colorado at that point. Mm-hmm. And this is all a God thing. And you're seeing these things take the place. Industry bring a lot of people forgot how jobs come. Mm-hmm. We spent the last 8 years just dumping them. I think it was like 17,000 companies we lost in America. But at one time, we were a thriving industry, and it is coming back. When a business like this shows up, that's $350 million.
Manufacturing jobs. Labor.
High-paying jobs. Absolutely. And it's a beautiful campus if you haven't been seen that. But they buried that proclamation in the soil when everything was saying they're not going to get it. And it makes a difference. God looks for someone to stand in the gap. And the canopy of prayer, you're seeing the history of it. This is how this day happened at the Sanger Theater. And in your community needs to come together. That's what we talk about at VFN Kingdom Business all the time. And getting, you know, with Canopy of Prayer and Mobile as well, doing it there as well with them. But listen, we get back from this break. We're going to tell you how you can get engaged and what's going to happen on April 29th in Mobile, Alabama.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joaquin, I'm out here with Apollos Hester, wide receiver for the Patriots. You guys had one heck of a game tonight. How'd it go? I mean, it was going a little back and forth. You guys knew it was going to be a tough dogfight out there, and it was. So what were you guys able to do to come back and win this thing?
All right, well, at first we started slow. We started real slow. And, you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life you're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast. Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us. But it took guts. It took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You're going to go out there. You're going to battle. You're going to fight. You're going to do it for one. You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself. You're going to do it for us. And you're going to go out with this win. And we believe that. We truly did. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling when you truly believe that you're going to be successful, regardless of the situation, regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you know that it's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off, you continue to give God the glory. If you still lose the game, you continue to get each other's back. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were going to be all right. It was going to be okay. We're going to keep smiling. It was awesome. Awesome.
Paul's always got a smile on his face. Talk about attitude. This guy's got attitude, awesome. If you guys can tell. We met earlier this week, and this was the enthusiasm I saw.
It's the mindset. Yes, ma'am. Hey, you can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams. Keep smiling no matter what you're going through. If you fall down, just get up. If you can't get up, your friends are there to help you up. Your mama's there. Your daddy's there. God's there. Hey, I'm there to help you up. You're there. It's going to be all right. Just keep smiling, man.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting, you know, and with VFN Kingdom Business, you know, we are talking about it quite often, as you're seeing the seven mountains that we talk about. It is so important to remember that they change when we actually do what Jesus said do. Yeah. He said, you know, go be disciples, go make disciples of the nations. And to do that, we do church well. Hmm. We do church really good. I mean, we do church, it's so good, we finish, we go, man, that was so good.
Let's do it.
Let's come back in 7 days and do it again. But those other 6.5 days that we're out in business and we're in media and we're in education and we're in arts and entertainment and government, we're supposed to be the church there. I mean, we really are. Listen, we have to do what we're seeing done in Mobile. We have to begin to understand we're called to go into all the world. And if we don't do that, I mean, we were on the edge of a precipice that we're going to potentially lose our country as we know it. But God had mercy on us. But it's a window of time. It's not like this forever thing. We have a window of time to do what? To do exactly what we're seeing done in Mobile, to begin to believe God, to change your education system, to change the media. That's why we're on VFN TV. That's why we are on all those different forms of media, because we're saying, you know, we have to have a presence. We can't just complain and shout at the darkness. We have to be the light in the midst of the place and not be critical of them. Just be what we're supposed
That's
to be,
right.
And God begins to move. And we're seeing that happen. You saw it happen with the Canopy of Prayer in Mobile, what's taking place. And so you have education, you have arts and entertainment, you have family. I mean, look at the condition of the family. we have to go back into our homes and say, what is marriage again? What is family again? And the church is family. We're called to be family, to come together as family. We got the institution thing down. We send, our kids off to the podiatrist, to the kid doctor, and we send our father off to the man doctor, and men's ministry, and we send the mother off to the woman doctor, the woman's ministry. But the reality, we're supposed to be all together. We have to come together again. What does it mean to be a family again? Because you only care about people that you know, and if you don't spend time to know them, you can't fake that caring. Yeah. And it happens over a period of time. There's nothing better and greater than the reward of family. And that's what's taking place right here in Mobile, the Canopy of Prayer. They're going to go out on April the 29th, and you heard the mayor stand up. You heard, Fred Redig stand up and say, listen, I'm going to put my business behind this, and it's just making it happen. And maybe you're going to sign up. If not, you can pray with them if you're not going to be in Mobile. But every single street is going to be covered that day in prayer. Here's the details.
Distractions, confusion, division. We try to look past it, but in reality, it's ripping us apart. This generation is facing a crisis. Many are turning their back on each other and on the church. It seems that the love that we are capable of is being diffused. Something has got to change. Some think it's too late. But we are the ones who believe. We serve one God who can change everything. One love, one hope, one moment can change our culture, our city, and our nation. And that moment is now. On April 29th, 2017, we are calling every believer to the streets of Mobile. We want every area, every corner of our city to be covered by a massive canopy of prayer. We can be a uniting force, prayerfully and strategically appealing to heaven for a godly change in our city. We will be one family, one city, together, who believe.
Canopy.one. And when you go to vfnkb.org, that's exactly what we're doing, focusing on these seven mountains. You can sign up today to be a VFN Kingdom Business Partner, because you're looking at, Fred Redig, he dedicated not only his life, but his finances behind this. And we got to get with the Freds in the world. We got to help them participate in that. And one way to do that is to become a VFN Kingdom Business Partner. And you can do that by going to vfnkb.org and find out all the details right there. John.
This is so encouraging. It reminds me of 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's exactly what's happening. But this is what the Word of God says. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I mean, this is happening right now. I mean, this is so beautiful.
We're seeing it take place.
This is so encouraging.
God's not a man that he would lie.
No.
But the Son of Man that he would change his mind. And one thing about, when you think about VFN Kingdom Business, it's important to begin to describe what unity is going to be like. Unity in the essentials, liberty in the non-essentials, and love in all things.
Yeah.
And all things love. So, we have so many things, some people, do this, some people do that. But the reality is, what do you think about Jesus? Who is he to you?
That's right.
Jesus has said, who do they say I am? That's the most important thing about, knowing who he is. Is he your Savior? Is he the Son of God? And that you want unity in those things. But that's the essentials. But there's liberty in the non-essentials. There's a lot of different preferences and things.
Sure.
When we're talking about unity coming together, I was just talking with Fred and about what was taking place, and that the unity is diverse. It's across the whole church and the business sector coming together. And we have to let go of all of our little petty differences and say, you know what? We got to come together. We got to unify around Jesus Christ. And I think Promise Keepers really set the pace for that. We saw stadiums that were filled with that. And that's actually, when you think about VFN TV and see what our statement of faith is, it's right in a line with that.
But don't you think this is just a moment of time, just a window of opportunity for us as the church to get engaged and to really press into what really God, his heart and his desires to do in our city and in our nation?
It's a moment. I mean, as a matter of fact, I've been really writing some notes on about how it is just a moment. And most people are kicking back and going, okay, we got it made. We put this person here, that person here. And it's like, we have a moment, and the question is, what do we do in that moment? We repent, you know, we get our business right, we get our family right, we begin to move all those seven mountains, we begin to go into those areas, spheres of culture. We don't just sit back and just say it's going to be work. He's gave us a mercy moment. Mm. It's a mercy moment. And mercy is we didn't deserve it, but he gave it to us. We are standing with Israel. But everything's, you know, there's a lot of crazy things going on. We'll be talking about our next program right now. And it's pretty wild what's happening simultaneously. But that's the end of that mindset if we stand up and do what we need to do. And can it be a prayer? The one port, right? One port. One,
yes. Port of one.
Port of one. And Mobile, they're doing it. They're doing it. So I want to encourage you, if you're a mayor, if you're a city councilman, if you're a county commissioner, I just challenge you to say, you begin to take this kind of lead and partner with the church, and the church partner with you, and stand up and watch God bless your city. As a matter of fact, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for what you're doing in Mobile and hearing the cries of your people.
Lord,
we thank you for those that have stood up and been faithful in all these years, Lord, with the canopy of prayer, been faithful, Lord, with the port of one, Father God, and all those that came together at the Sanger, Mobile Sanger Theater and worshiped you. And we thank you, Lord God, for Thompson coming in from Bethel to be able to lead that worship and bring a passion to the city, God. And I just pray for those that are watching right now that they would rise up and say, we want this in our city. We want our mayor to begin to give proclamations and dedicate our city to God. And we're going to walk the streets and pray. And we're even going to pray with Mobile when they're going on the 29th, Father God. We just ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.